Well, first of all, I would like to state that the government of Somaliland welcomes, and we are very pleased with the statement from the United States government, stating that they would like to strengthen the cooperation and the relationship they have with the government of Somaliland. I think this is great news, and we are very delighted with the increased and the renewed interest from the U.S. side in Somaliland. I think this is going to offer us an opportunity to collaborate with the United States government on a range of issues that have got a mutual interest to both countries, and we will very much welcome that. Cooperate with the United States government on this.
Dr. Omar, you have not been troubled as much by Islamists or insurgents who have targeted the Somali administration. What will you say has been working for you in order to stave off all these attacks from the Islamic? What has been your magic wand, if I should put it that way?
Well, as you might know, Somaliland has been an stable country for the last 19 years. We have recently adopted a democratic system into our politics, and we have had a free and fair presidential election just a few weeks ago, whereby a new president has won the elections. This has demonstrated that Somaliland's political system has matured. That's, I think, what has attracted the United States government and the other Western countries and made them change their view in Somaliland, and they are very much interested in working with us in terms of promoting our democracy. I think what has helped us to make a more peaceful and prosperous country in Somaliland is largely due to the contributions made by our people in Somaliland. Somaliland has been also, has not been under the international community. This is very much achievement by the people of Somaliland. And we have had a very limited international involvement in the affairs, in the internal affairs of Somaliland, particularly in the initial peace-making processes we have had initially. And we have been running our affairs pretty much our own. And that's what has made Somaliland more, Somaliland's peace and stability made it more sustainable and more tangible. It's actually because of our input by the people of Somaliland. Unlimited external resources. That's what made us more prosperous and more peaceful.
With this new or revived U.S. interest, in what areas do you think you can collaborate more with the U.S. in order to make sure your political system that you praised is more matured to be a bastion of stability in the region?
Even though we are a democratic system that's working in our country, we have challenges ahead of us. For example, on a security issues, we have a challenge from radical and extremist groups in the region that are threatening the regional security, not only, by the way, to Somaliland, but to other countries in the region as well. But we also have got some economic challenges. There is a high level of unemployment in Somaliland. We have a very growing young population in Somaliland that are educated but unemployed. These young people are vulnerable. They can be easily radicalized by local and international jihadists. And we would like to create opportunities, jobs, and economic means for these young people and for the other people in Somaliland. And these are challenges that we cannot alone face. Therefore, we need to have cooperation and the support from our friends here in the region, but also from members of the international community. And we would like to use the American support in order to make and create jobs and opportunities for our people. Therefore, they will become more stable and they will become more mature and become politically more active. And I think this is not only it doesn't have only an economic benefit, but it also have got a security dimension, because the more economically viable people we have, we will be promoting the regional and world security.
How do you think your cooperation with the U.S. would help, you know, repel extremism and radicalism of insurgents?
Somaliland is a democratic state. We have been stable and secure for quite a long time, but there are a lot of security threats in the region. It is in the interest of the American government, and also in the interest of our own people of Somaliland, to remain secure and stable and democratic. In order to do so, we need to sustain the achievements we have had so far. We have got a security forces, we have a democratic system that's functioning, we have got a stable, we have got very vigilant population here in Somaliland, but these need resources to sustain these achievements. And in order to have that, I think we can benefit from the U.S., from the renewed U.S. interest in the region and the renewed U.S. interest in Somaliland in order to sustain those achievements and those systems, which are very much in the interest of the regional security and also our interests. So that's one way of making, ensuring that we make benefit of the U.S. Support.